Money in the book. Good all. Because I ain't never another the bush.
Okay, I've got 3:30. We'll go ahead and call this regular meeting of, I'm sorry, this special meeting of the Coryell County Commissioners Court to order at this time, noting that there are a quorum of the members of the court present. For those of you that are here in person, if you've got an electronic device, we'd ask that you place it on silence at this time. For those of you that are participating by Zoom, we'd ask that you place your device on mute until such time that you need to address the court. We'll begin this afternoon with a word of prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you humbled in your sight and asking for the forgiveness of our sins as we recognize that you're the creator of all, both in heaven and here on earth. Lord, we're so thankful for the blessings that you bestowed upon us, the fair weathers and the bits of rain that we've so desperately needed. Lord, as always, we ask that you protect and guide our first responders as they protect us here on earth. And always, Lord, we ask for your guidance and wisdom so that this court may do what honors you in heaven. We ask all these things in God's holy, in your son's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge to our flags. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible. The next item on our agenda is the public forum. Citizens may address the court on any matter other than matters concerning county personnel or matters under litigation. Each citizen will be allocated 5 minutes with a total time not to exceed 30 minutes. Is there anyone here in person that would like to address the court this afternoon? Seeing and hearing none, is there anyone participating by Zoom that would like to address the court? Seeing and hearing none, we'll move on to item number five, which is discussion and possible action on the contract for county health insurance from Curative for budget year 2026. I do not believe that we have that contract at this time. Okay.
But I do think we need to figure out when we're going to get it. And then we're going to have a court session to approve that so that we can get the ball rolling on open enrollment. You know, they got a lot of prep work that they have to do. I think they're lacking right now. It's a couple of forms from you.
No, they got my forms. They informed me today that I wasn't supposed to send them that form. I was supposed to upload that form into some portal, which I don't know what this portal is. So that is where that's what I was informed today.
Okay. Any idea when you might?
As soon as we wrap up this meeting, I'm going to try to get hold of the young lady that emailed me to find out what this portal is so that I can kind of get that resolved. How long it takes on their part, I do not know.
I get the impression that the minute they receive that they can spit a contract out and then send it to Mr. Belt and you for review. I'm just trying to figure out is there any way we could peg this on our Thursday workshop as a continuing, as a regular meeting or a special meeting, since we're all going to be here, but we're not within that window, are we?
We're inside the window.
Okay.
One thing that y'all might consider is recessing the meeting. That'll be the only item left on this agenda, hopefully, after we're done. Recess this meeting for that sole agenda item left on it to finish up that day. Wouldn't be nothing else added to it. Wouldn't be nothing new that hadn't been posted.
That is an option. But they have not said that, yes, they can get that contract to us.
Well, if we recess it and then we don't have it, then we can just say the meeting's concluded. So I would like at the end of this, we'll recess it. I think that'd be a smart move. I'm gonna dog them hard to get that contract in our hands. It's going to take a little time to review it. I've been in a lot of contact with Kelly personally, and she's on it. She's ready. I think that's all I got on that, Judge.
So is there any action that the court wishes to take on item number five?
Not at this time.
So don't we need to recess it?
At the end of the meeting, we'll make a motion to recess. Actually, the judge can just recess it, I think.
I'm pretty sure to carry this item over, it needs to be tabled so it's still an active item. If we take no action, then the court is taking no action on that item, and I don't believe...
That's perfect.
Motion to table.
Second.
Got a motion to table from Commissioner Matthews and a second from Commissioner Basham. Any further discussion on item number five?
Judge, is that email address county judge, all one word, no dots, no dashes, no nothing, at coriocounty.org still coming through to you?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Yes. Okay. Any further discussion on five? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number six, to consider court order CC 25-06, order granting discretionary exemption to competitive bidding process. That order went out in your packet. In order for the court to take action on item number seven, then the court would necessitates that the court consider and approve court order CC 25-06.
Make a motion, please. Approve court order 25-06.
Second.
Got a motion from Commissioner Matthews, second from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion on item number five, number six? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number seven on the agenda is to consider budget amendments to support the purchase of radios for the Sheriff's Office. That is budget amendment item number eight. Also, you should have been distributed a letter from the county auditor expressing his opinion concerning the sole source purchase and the legitimacy of that in conjunction with the amendment number eight.
Make a motion that we... accept budget amendment for FY 2025, amendment number eight.
Motion to approve amendment budget amendment number eight from Commissioner Weddle, second from Commissioner Matthews. Any further discussion on item number seven? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it, motion carries. Item number eight, reports. Commissioner Matthews?
I have nothing at this time.
Commissioner Weddle?
I'm going to save it. Mr. Taylor, because I'm sure they want to talk about the fish fry on Sunday. But I went over there and it was packed.
It was packed.
It was packed.
Mr. Basham.
I do. They got the elevator back up and going there at the courthouse. I visited with them briefly, and this is the third time in 5 weeks it's been down. I asked them for our next commissioners meeting. It's a week from Tuesday to come and put together some a presentation or whatever to have show some options what we can do to address with the elevator, because they replaced the valve and the one of the circuit panels, but that there's five more different circuit panels, so that thing, and they're all the old original ones, and they're kind of look, we don't know how it's going to interact with them. So, but they're going to be putting together some different options for the court to look at and that. So, I want to make sure everybody be all right with that. Maybe if I, because you're going to let me know, maybe next Tuesday we can have them come to the court.
Very good.
I'm tired of getting phone calls, Jed.
Is that all?
Oh, yeah.
All right, very good. Thank you. Commissioner Taylor?
Kind of touch up on what he said. We cooked 2,700 pounds of fish, and it was pretty well sold out by 1:30. It was a real good turnout. And somebody told me the number where how much they raised for that deal, but I don't remember what it was.
I heard 31,000.
I think it was somewhere in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And that was all for the volunteer fire departments down there.
Heard County. So they had a lot of people there.
Yeah. Very well organized, by the way. You guys had it. The drive through was awesome.
I didn't get to see much of that. I was back there with the flames.
Yes, I know.
Other than that, that's all I got.
All right. Very good. That concludes the business of the court today. We will be in recess until 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon.
No, Thursday.
No, we can't. We cannot.
Yeah.
Carry that over. You have it's the next day, an item to be carried over one day.
I don't know. I don't know I will default it. You know the rules there, so. Mr. Belt, is there any other options we have?
All right, look, I don't recall exactly what the recess time frame is. What's tomorrow's Tuesday? What's that?
Today's Monday.
No,
Commissioners' Court in Texas has the authority to establish rules and procedures for them. In their meetings, including recess rules, while there is no conflict, state law dictating specific procedures in court can adopt reasonable rules that are consistent with the law and ensure orderly, efficient meetings.
I'm under belief that we have not established rules, so we defer to Robert's rules and the Open Meetings Act. And it does allow us, if we are not able to complete, that we may recess the meeting until the next day. So with that, we will be in recess.
Before we go too fast, Judge, I think we need to really resolve this. Each county commissioner's court can determine how long a recess lasts and under what circumstances it's appropriate. We don't have that rule, and we adopt it today.
We cannot.
Okay. Well, let's read it.
Because there is no item on the agenda to take action on amending. Section 551.0411. Meeting notice 551.0411.
Sorry, I was reading when you read it, and I had to pick up a pen. It does say respect, so, and the even flow. So if you'll repeat one more time for me, please, sir.
Section 551.0411, meeting notice requirements in certain circumstances. Section 551.041 does not require a governmental body that recesses an open meeting to the following regular business day to post notice of the continued meeting if the action is taken in good faith and not to circumvent this chapter. If an open meeting is continued to the following regular business day and on that following day the governmental body continues the meeting to another day, the governmental body must give written notice as required by this subchapter of the meeting continued to that other day.
Come back here and just say type blue again.
If we want to do it till Thursday, we've got to come back here on Tuesday, and you've got to come back here on Wednesday. However, I would argue that that's trying to circumvent the posting of that item.
And this is all predicated on the judge figuring out that portal and being able to get the contract back. I was thinking Thursday would have been very palatable, or we could just say Friday would better.
We can schedule. We can schedule a meeting for Friday.
Well, if we do that, and so we still haven't heard anything from him.
Well, then we'll have to.
What's our option there?
Well, if we don't have the contract in time to review prior to Friday. Friday, we have to file an agenda for the following Tuesday, which is a regular court meeting.
I'll be here tomorrow.
I think if you get that figured out this afternoon, once she gets her hands on that, have that to Mr. Belt first thing in the morning, contract. He can review it. Mr. Belt, do you have time in the morning to review it? Thank
you. In the morning, I get it.
Okay. So there's a hope and a prayer there.
Thanks. I predict there's much fun for it, but we'll see. I don't know.
You can magnify that out. Mm-hmm. You can look on the computer and
blow it up. You gonna be here tomorrow? You get an intro? Somebody wants to
Do we want to discuss any more about when we can recess and when we can't and how long we carry it over?
I accept the 551 dot whatever, but then we'll be, we need to revise our decorum rules anyway. So I'll put that on the next agenda. But no, I think a recess until tomorrow at 3 is fine, Jeff.
Buy one for Friday. I don't care.
Okay, we're in recess until 3 p.m. tomorrow. Thank you all for your participation.
Did you see the next meeting?